see Ambassador Melo Moral, President of the Conference on Disarmament. All protocols observed, ladies and gentlemen. Allow me, Mr. President, to extend to you our sincere congratulations on your assumption of the presidency of the Conference on Disarmament. I assure you, Mr. President, of Kenya's full support and cooperation. Kenya attaches great importance to the Conference on Disarmament. Its unique mandate on multilateral arms control and disarmament issues makes it an integral forum for the maintenance of global peace and security and affirms its role as the single multilateral negotiating forum for disarmament. Mr. President, 42 years after its inception, the Conference on Disarmament still remains relevant and critical. The current global security environment is rife with increased geopolitical posturing, heightened tensions, a crumbling arms control architecture, modernization of defense systems, as well as increased spending on sophisticated weapons, including nuclear weapons and weapons of mass destruction. These developments harm an already fragile international security environment and makes a compelling case for the work of the Conference on Disarmament. Mr. President, against this backdrop, the COVID-19 pandemic has emerged to ravage our planet. Its catastrophic effects have given greater impetus to calls for enhanced multilateral cooperation, as no state can fight this pandemic on its own. Multilateralism is about working together for the common good of humanity. Hence, the international community in general and the Conference on Disarmament in particular must redouble its efforts in addressing long-standing global challenges such as disarmament and arms control as new challenges like COVID-19 emerge to destabilize our world. At this juncture, allow me to welcome the positive strides taken by the United States of America and the Russian Federation in extending the New START Treaty for a further 5 years. Kenya encourages the two largest nuclear powers to enhance their dialogue and cooperation with a view to further strengthening international arms control. While Kenya welcomes these bilateral arrangements, we firmly believe that the ultimate assurance for a safer world lies in multilateral arrangements. Mr. President, Kenya regrets the double-decade impasse within the Conference on Disarmament. The perennial inability of the Conference on Disarmament to adopt its program of work sends a negative signal to the international community that it is unable to achieve its mandate. Kenya will join other members who are progressive to adopt a pragmatic approach on the issue of the program of work. As I conclude, Mr. President, I wish to inform you that as an elected non-permanent member of the United Nations Security Council, Kenya will advocate for continuous engagement with the Conference on Disarmament. I reaffirm Kenya's long-standing and unwavering commitment to nuclear disarmament, non-proliferation, and a world free of nuclear weapons. I thank you for your kind attention.